With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump Monday weighing in on two GOP House primaries, one in Alaska, the other Utah, making endorsements as the primary season gets into full swing. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom over Nick Begich III. The contested primaries carried echoes of the 2022 race between Begich and former Governor Sarah Palin, which led to Democrat Nancy Peltola being elected in a general election upset when both Begich and Palin ran in the general election. In Utah, Trump's endorsement of Representative Celeste Malloy put him at odds with Senator Mike Lee, who has backed Malloy's challenger Colby Jenkins. While the seat is safe for Republicans, the primary fight could mark underlying conflict in the Utah GOP. The House is generally considered to be up for grabs this November, according to political analysts. The Hill/Decision Desk HQ forecast predicts that Republicans have a 61% chance of keeping the lower chamber. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a key announcement coming Tuesday from the White House. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
President Joe Biden is expected to announce a sweeping new policy that would lift the threat of deportation for tens of thousands of people married to U.S. citizens. It's an aggressive election year action on immigration that has been sought by many Democrats. The policy will allow roughly 490,000 spouses of U.S. citizens an opportunity to apply for a parole in place program, which would shield them from deportations and offer them work permits if they have lived in the country for at least 10 years.
A federal judge ruling Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway must pay $400 million to a Native American tribe in Washington State. Judge ruled the company intentionally trespassed when it ran 100-car trains carrying crude oil across the reservation. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in a, shall we say, unexpected place.
Everyone knows of the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran, but the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious freedom in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over just the last 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Deadlines are coming up between now and July 5th in five states where advocates are trying to gather enough voters' signatures to put abortion-related questions on ballots in November elections. Measures that would enshrine abortion in state constitutions already on the ballots in four states, and officials in New York trying to get a question reinstated after a court had removed it. This is SRN News. The deadly implosion of an experimental submersible en route to the deep-sea grave of the Titanic 1 year ago has not dulled the desire for ocean exploration.
Tuesday marks 1 year since the Titan vanished on its way to the historic wreckage site. The U.S. Coast Guard quickly convened a high-level investigation into the disaster, but officials say no results will be released for at least another 2 months. The implosion killed the submersible's operator, Stockton Rush, and four others.
Yes, correspondent Jeremy House. Officials now saying that a U.S. Secret Service agent was robbed at gunpoint during President Biden's fundraising visit over the weekend in Los Angeles. Authorities say the agent was returning from work Saturday night when he was robbed in a residential community in Tustin. More details at SRNnews.com.